Moncrief on News Talk.
Anyway, a lot of us might feel we have bad handwriting, but what is the difference between that and the condition dysgraphia? And especially in kids, how can you spot the difference? Donald Ewing is Head of Education with Dyslexia Ireland. Good afternoon, Donald.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
How do you define dysgraphia?
So your listeners may be familiar with terms like dyslexia, which would be broadly difficulties with reading and writing. And dysgraphia would be a presentation, a condition where just really handwriting would be affected where other things wouldn't be.
Mm.
Generally, people with handwriting difficulties might be dyslexic anyway. So it's not a term that's commonly used. And it's probably a term that people are less familiar with, including researchers and psychologists like myself.
Yeah. Now, and so specifically, then again, if you like, as a standalone condition, is it a difficulty in writing?
Yeah. So like a lot of sort of clinical terms, it would probably be based on the where a difficulty started to have a functional impact on life. So if you were in an exam, it would be hard for the examiner to read what you've written.
Mm.
If you were at work, if you're still handwriting, and that's a side issue, it would be challenging for your colleague to read something you'd written. If you passed the note to your fellow politician in the Dáil and they couldn't read it, it would create difficulties. And classically, we've celebrated poor handwriting in certain professionals, like medical professionals,
mm.
but it also makes life quite tough at primary school where joined up handwriting is still slightly strangely celebrated
yeah.
to such an extent.
Yeah, but is there a relatively clearly defined line between you just have bad handwriting and someone has a real difficulty with producing clear handwriting?
Not really, not one test, not one score, because that's always problematic if you draw a sort of line down
yeah.
and say on this side you have it and this side you don't. Generally, like most assessments, it would be taking a more holistic kind of contextualized approach, and also some parts of it would be about interview in terms of, did you have difficulty forming letters in infant classes? Did your teachers give you a hard time about your handwriting? Did you find that it impeded perhaps teachers or examiners marking your work?
Yeah.
But again, we have to take a modern perspective on this, a bit like your last caller. When was the last time anybody asked you to handwrite more than a post-it note in real life, compared to maybe people doing their mocks at the moment who might be writing for 6 hours
yeah.
in a pen or a pencil?
Yeah.
So it depends the context you're in.
Yeah. You mentioned there one of the questions being, did your teacher give you a hard time about writing? Does that mean that dysgraphia can be situational? It's not necessarily a neurological condition.
It's probably both. So a bit like things like dyslexia or dyspraxia, it depends what you're being asked to do as to whether or not that difficulty is, or that difference is causing a difficulty. A friend of mine who's very dyslexic says she's never dyslexic on a dance floor at 2 o'clock in the morning because no one's asking her to do stuff that would be quite challenging. But if she had to go on a video conferencing call and suddenly type in front of her colleagues, where they would see spelling mistakes, they would see maybe things like autocorrect or spelling checks come up, then she would feel quite exposed about it. So it's a combination. It's definitely something that would be inherent in you, but it depends on your context or the situation you're in as to whether it was causing challenges, difficulty, embarrassment, those
yeah.
sorts of things.
But is it more likely actually that dysgraphia will arrive with dyslexia perhaps or other conditions?
Exactly. Broadly, when I was discussing this with my colleague earlier, we're almost talking about overlapping circles, you know, your old Venn diagram.
Mm.
For a lot of people with writing difficulties, they would be picked up as dyslexic. And then there are other individuals who might be dyspraxic, or what is now known as DCD. So those individuals might have difficulties with larger movements or fine motor skills and handwriting. And then there may be a group where there are no dyslexic difficulties, no dyspraxic difficulties, it's just handwriting. And that's maybe where we think dysgraphia may be the appropriate terminology.
Right, okay. And is there a treatment for dysgraphia?
Well, like a lot of things, if it's a spelling difficulty, if it's a movement difficulty, or if it's something like a handwriting difficulty, yeah, with practice, you can probably get better. And simple approaches like slowing down, perhaps writing larger, writing in capital letters can help. It's worth remembering the purpose of writing is to communicate.
Mm.
So as long as the individual on the other side of the writing is understanding what you're trying to say, the beautifulness of the handwriting is probably not that important. And I think we spend hours and hours and hours in primary school talking and teaching about cursive writing. for 8 years sometimes. And then when young people get into secondary school, their English teacher only cares about one thing. Can I read what you've written?
Yeah.
And in terms of examiners and exams and real life, that's the same idea. Also with technology, often if you have a handwriting difficulty, there are a lot of really good supports that you can use to work around the difficulty. Classically, things like typing. But nowadays we have voice technology, the same way we talk to our devices when we're having our breakfast. We can speak now to a device and the words magically appear, and to the level that we don't really need to improve the AI around that much more. They're as good as they need to be.
Mm.
And you can write hundreds of words in minutes where it might take you a lot longer to write it more mechanically.
So perhaps might dysgraphia die out because we don't need to handwrite as much?
Perhaps, yes, absolutely. It's a bit like spelling skills. Would that be something that are particularly prized in the workplace at the moment? Would you be asked for a handwriting sample if you apply to work in a big tech firm in Dublin in 2026? Probably not. So it does. It is something that perhaps is less prized. It was maybe a great skill to have if you were a junior civil servant in the 1950s.
Yeah.
And we maybe had typing pools back then as well. So it really does change in terms of the wider cultural context as well.
Yeah. Now, somebody says that they don't teach proper writing anymore. My mother had beautiful penmanship. Mine was always rubbish. The phones are surely adding to this. Is it, not to disrespect that person, but is this perhaps a kind of slightly Luddite view of the world, that there's something inherently wonderful in being able to handwrite properly and it's of no particular functional use?
Last time I picked up a pen or a pencil, I probably wrote enough to fill a post-it note. Anything longer than that, the expectation for me and for other people would be I'd be using technology in most situations. The slight challenge in education is that a lot of secondary schools are now saying, Sean, if you're coming to my school in first year, I expect you to have a Chromebook or a laptop or an iPad, and we're going to do all our learning using those. However, when it comes to junior cert or leaving junior cycle or leaving cert exams, that stuff is often taken away from you. And that is problematic because really we should be assessing in the same context that we're teaching and learning. I think we spend hours and hours and hours teaching joined up handwriting, which is a nice thing to be able to do, but it's not functional. And I think touch typing is probably more useful in terms of what I certainly would have felt it would be useful for me to leave primary school with a good touch typing speed rather than quite nice joined up handwriting.
Yeah.
I think in the person texting in, maybe I would suggest it could be extracurricular, a bit like ballet lessons or piano lessons, probably not fundamental.
Go to writing class. Yeah, I don't know how many kids would be mad into that.
That's the other thing. Really. If I set up a private business, I won't expect to necessarily make a lot of money offering that service.
Is it a natural a function of it anyway, that as we get older and possibly use it less, that our handwriting is going to get worse anyway?
Yeah, I think a lot of people would say their handwriting can be context dependent. So if I'm writing a card for Christmas time, I might make sure I get a nice pen, maybe take my time to do it. If I'm scribbling a message to someone at work, I might, you know, just make it barely functional. If it's notes for myself, which is usually when I pick up a pen, if I'm sitting in a lecture or something like that, I only need to be able to read it myself. So it's kind of, most people pivot depending on who the audience is going to be.
Yeah, I find that time dependent. If I write a note to myself, I've got a kind of maybe 30-minute window
exactly.
I haven't a clue what I wrote down. Donald, thanks very much for coming in to talk to us today. That was Donald Ewing there, Head of Education with Dyslexia Ireland.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.